Here's what the top 1% of podcasters do differently at Christmas to blow up their show.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Tyga O'Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wanneri.
And in this episode, you'll discover why most podcasters lose their January momentum before December even begins.
The psychological patterns your listeners experience during Christmas that you need to be aware of.
And finally, how to act now to experience faster growth over Christmas and through the new year. Welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's really holding you back from taking your show to that next level. What if we told you the worst thing you could do for your podcast growth right now is exactly what most podcasters tend to do in December?
Taking that holiday break, the one that feels normal, pretty reasonable, I would say, Tyga, right? And to some degree, feels deserved, depending if you've had a productive year or not. What if those, again, logical reasons are actually the reason why so many podcasters stay stuck with average podcast growth? And the podcasters who make the most out of their time during Christmas aren't the ones actually taking a break, but taking advantage of this period by understanding their listener psychology and how it changes during this season.
So, Anthony, we're coming up to our fifth Christmas in the podcast industry. Firstly, how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel old. I'm joking now. It's kind of wild, to be fair, because it goes really fast. It doesn't feel like 5 years, but it also does. But yeah, definitely lots of lessons learned, lots of growth. But of course, this show and episode isn't about us, it's about the listeners.
Well, that's right. And actually, as I said that, I realized it's our sixth Christmas coming up. We've already had five. So even older. Now, I was saying that to make the point that we've been around in this space long enough to know that at this time of year, these words fly around the industry like it's nobody's business. Things like, oh, people just listen less at Christmas.
You know, I deserve a break. I want to go on a hiatus.
Yeah, well, my downloads just normally go down. That's what happens.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
This stuff is like an orally transmitted disease in the podcast industry. It is so false and so out of principle and just not based in anything that's objectively true that it's painful to hear it, because it's just people just thinking that numbers go down. So then it just reinforces a whole cycle of stuff that can hurt your podcast growth when it doesn't need to. And by the way, this isn't to say you don't deserve a break. Keep going, work harder than ever. The reason it's so frustrating, or at least I find it frustrating, is because you can actually have the best of both worlds. You can record less episodes over Christmas. You can plan ahead so that you can have a complete discharge from your podcast and not even look at it for a couple of weeks if you want, while still reaping all the benefits of, number one, content going out, but number two, this amazing opportunity that happens when we get to a point in the year where listeners' behavior changes, but everyone else just goes to sleep and everyone just thinks, oh, I'll take a break. Oh, my numbers go down, that's fine. So it's kind of like a double whammy. It's number one, there's a really big opportunity. And number two, you don't even need to sacrifice it because you can have the best of both worlds. So Anthony, why is this idea that numbers just go down over Christmas and that's what happens? Why is this based on false premises?
Yeah, it's a great question, mate. And I think it tends to be the fact that, let's say, for example, you're a podcaster, you've been doing it for a couple of years and you look at your general trend and you look around December time that your numbers, in fact, do go down. And a lot of podcasters experience this. So it's no surprise when people come to the conclusion of, well, why should I post when I know that most of my listeners aren't listening to podcasts? That's what a lot of people start to state as fact because they've experienced their numbers going down. But the issue is, yes, your numbers might have gone down last Christmas, but people don't ask the question of, well, why did that happen? The conclusion everyone comes to is very surface for the most part, which is it's Christmas, therefore people don't listen to content as much. Now, again, logically speaking, it logically follows. I can see the reasoning. However, it's not actually true because we know and we have clients who actually grow massively over December as well as January. And of course, that's exactly what we're going to be sharing with you today. So what's the actual truth, Tyke? Do listeners in general listen to less content or more? And if they somehow listen to the same amount of content or more content, why is it then that so many people experience a drop in terms of the downloads?
Well, you can never say for sure whether people listen less or more, and it's different for every audience, first of all. The only thing we can say for sure is not that people listen less or that people listen more, but people listen differently. Because something else that we can say for sure is that Christmas is here and there are other holidays as well. And I'm talking, you know, I can say that for sure in Western countries specifically. And that does create holidays, right? Like a lot of roles and things like that have time off and people see their families. And there are all these things that factually happen around this time of year. And so while commutes go down and maybe people are not going to the gym as much, which by the way are two of the biggest sources when people usually listen to podcasts, other things happen more. For example, there is more cleaning, there is more cooking, there is more gift wrapping. For some people, there is more time for reflection. For some people, there is more year-end planning. So the point is, we can't conclude that podcast listeners as a whole listen less or more. They don't. It just depends on the person. But we can conclude that they listen differently and their routine changes. And that means that your content and your podcast and the relationship listeners have with your podcast should change accordingly.
That sums things up nicely. And to be honest, I feel like it's one of those things where around Christmas time, it seems that people do have more downtime. They are still consuming more content. Their emotions are heightened for various reasons. They're thinking about next year, like you mentioned, mate. So for a lot of people, it means that the podcast, if your podcast does solve a very painful problem or an ambitious problem, and you're able to create content in a way that does feel highly relevant to your audience right now, you'll actually capture a way larger audience and you'll actually reach more listeners around this time because you're making highly relevant and timely content. That's the difference. And I think earlier, Tiger, I asked you the question of, if it's not true that people's consumption habits reduces, that people listen to podcasts less during Christmas, why do so many podcasters experience a drop in their listenership around December and January? And what it is that most people carry on their podcast as if it's a normal routine. They basically don't upload, but even when they were uploading during Christmas, they had normal episodes that weren't timely or relevant, which means because people are, again, in different routines, they ignore that quote unquote normal content versus if content feels timely and relevant. Now, in a moment, we're going to make this a lot more practical and give you literal, you know, episode ideas that makes a lot more real to show you how it does make a big difference when you create highly relevant and timely content around this time of the year.
I think that's very well said. And yes, we definitely do need to make it practical, especially after beating home the point enough about listener psychology and how hopefully we've debunked the idea that people listen less at Christmas. That's not necessarily true. They just listen less if the content isn't adapted to shift to their changing needs around this time. So Anthony, what do people want in December and how does people's needs change around this time exactly?
Well, like we mentioned, December brings up lots of emotions for people, which shapes how your listeners are experiencing the topic of your show. Now, again, making this practical, we recently had a workshop all about seasonal content, all about prepping our clients to create a powerful content plan for 2026 that'll explode their growth. One of our clients had a podcast all about midlife and stress management. That's what the show was all about. Now, for her, around Christmas time, a lot of her audience tend to become more anxious. They tend to become a lot more stressed. They tend to overthink way more, which means the type of content she needs to create needs to be specifically targeting, hey, how do you manage your stress around Christmas? Now, there are different angles she could take, different topics she could talk about, but in essence, she is being tuned in to what her audience are currently going through, what's highly relevant to them right now. And a simple shift of saying how to reduce stress versus three common habits you should avoid at all costs during Christmas if you want to reduce your stress and anxiety. That's, again, just a simple example there. Those two episodes, even though they're talking about the same topic, they're packaged in totally different ways. One feels kind of generic. The other one feels highly relevant and timely based on the audience she was trying to reach. So what does this mean for you? Look, there are different types of content that work super well around this time. So content that are framed as your own reflections of 2025, i.e. X number of things to leave behind in 2025 if you're trying to get to desired outcome. For us, 5 growth tactics to leave behind in 2025 as a business owner with a podcast. That could be a tactic or like a, that could be a target that would work really well.
And on the flip side, the same applies going into 2026. We all know the boost that people have when it's like the start of the new year, turn a new leaf, that January surge. You can use that to your advantage. The one thing we're doing differently in 2026 to get more listeners and monetize faster, steal this for yourself.
I like it. Sounds very juicy. I want to steal it. I never wanted to be a thief before up until now, Tig.
There we go. And really, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know, you might know the importance of using pain in your episode titles, not in a mean way, but as in a way to bring your episodes into the now and get listeners to want to listen now. So for example, we could make an episode saying, why your podcast intro is losing listeners right now. That's an urgent title. That's like something you're doing wrong right now, that if you see that as a title, you might want to listen and fix it. You can make that even more timely around this time of year, and we could have a title like, why your podcast loses listeners at Christmas and how to fix it. So essentially just taking the normal topic of your show and the normal reasons that people would urgently listen and bring it into the now and seeing how you can adapt that to fit the current time of year. Who knows, we might even actually do that as an episode.
So look, podcasters who publish generic content in December, they do see the numbers drop off. And it makes sense because like we've mentioned, people's behaviors changes around this time. They consume content a different way. How to avoid that is by making your content more timely, more relevant, and more focused around what they're actually going through. Simply caring for your listeners and thinking about if you were in their shoes, what content would you want to be consuming? In December, here are a few things to target on your show. Number one, speak directly to people's end of year self-doubt, which sounds honestly, when I just said that out loud, it sounds awful. But really what we're trying to say is, within a given space, niche, category, whatever it might be, there are certain worries that people have that are heightened around this time. So just address more of those in your topics because again, it's highly relevant.
And needless to say, the point is that you're using these things to get someone to listen to an episode that actually improves their life and adds value to them, right?
Nah, so it's all for a good cause. What are you talking about? We're trying to make people's lives worse. That's the goal.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
It won't be better, it won't be worse.
Secondly, holiday stress. So this is a classic in many, many niches. Most people experience some type of different stress around the holidays. Anyone can use this, but especially if your podcast is around themes such as parenting, mental health, anything that basically is related to people, then you can really tie this into your show.
And then other things like money worries. Again, if you've got a podcast that's more about finance, personal development, then this might be something you start talking more of, how to budget, how to spend your money wisely during Christmas time. Once again, the main goal here is to really think about what your audience are going through. Meantime, we're giving you different examples to make this more practical for you. Obviously, your podcast might not be about investing or finance, but if it is, there you go. And if it's not, take some of these ideas and principles and apply them to your specific show.
Exactly. If the podcast is about health and fitness, you've certainly got your work cut out for you with the way diet and exercise and all these things change around the holiday season, for example.
As always, me and Tig, we don't like to sugarcoat things and we want to just share with you our honest experience helping other podcasters like yourself grow and monetize, whether that's in January, February, March, all the way through December, is what we do basically 24/7. And we're hoping that you can see how by taking advantage of these strategies, you actually give yourself a head start. You start thinking like a strategic podcast marketer. Because around this time, most podcasters will go dark, meaning they won't publish episodes. They'll be on a hiatus, on a vacation, taking time off, which presents an opportunity for you because it means there's way less competition. Your episodes get way more search visibility. It lifts your SEO a lot faster. Your listeners actually deepen their relationship with you because you're the one covering these highly relevant topics and it makes them feel seen and heard. So again, you're building that loyalty with your listeners while other creators, other business owners are taking a break and essentially disappearing. Now, on the other hand, Tig, let's say someone listens to this, they get it theoretically, but they think, I'm going to skip this. I don't need to take action. I want to take a break. I want to just relax, have a good time. What's the quote unquote cost of inaction by not taking advantage of the strategies we've mentioned in this episode?
Well, Like we've said many, many, many times, your listeners' routines change and your podcast gets pushed down their list of priorities unless you engineer things to the opposite direction. So if you don't take action on this stuff, then your podcast followers and listeners will just go cold because your podcast won't be that important to them around this time of year. And your podcast will go from that thing they just do by default in their routine to that thing that they will just not even touch and just maybe look at a couple of times, but never feel drawn in to listen to when their routine is different. They might have just listened to your episode for the sake of it, no matter what the title was, if they were just at their weekly session at the gym or their weekly dog walk. But when it's something different, when they're cooking Christmas dinner or on a particularly long drive to see some relatives or whatever it might be, they're going to listen to something more urgent. So if you don't take action accordingly, your podcast will get cold very, very quickly, pun not intended. And that is the reason that, again, this thing is perpetuated about, oh, podcasts just lose listeners at Christmas. Numbers just go down. That's just what happens. It's not. It's just people don't prepare for this properly.
And we're here to take a stand. Look, we're not saying to grind your ass off during Christmas. We're not saying you need to hustle your way into 2026. But you do need to be present if you want to grow your podcast and you want 2026 to start off in a positive momentum where you're gaining listeners rather than losing them. Now, the podcasters who do stay in the feed when everyone else disappears, they're going to be winning and we want that to be you. So we hope you've got way more clarity around how to best take advantage of December as it comes around pretty quickly.
So we hope this episode finds you well. Hope it doesn't rub you up the wrong way. Again, you can actually have the best of both worlds. So this does not necessarily correlate to not taking a break. You just need to plan and prepare and do things in advance. And that's exactly why we're releasing this episode now. The future is yours. Your future podcast growth has a huge opportunity right now and really depends on what you do in the next few weeks. So take the opportunity with both hands, go out there and give your listeners exactly what they need right now in a season where most content creators are going to sleep. You got this.
With that being said, we'll catch you in the next episode.